Okay, so ready to jump into Green Living. It's awesome you're here, but sometimes it feels like there's just so much info out there.
It can be a lot, yeah. But actually, all this information is a good thing, right? It just shows people are starting to realize how important sustainable living is.
You're so right, but you're also right that it's hard to know where to even start. And
Yeah.
that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive. We're going to cut through all the noise and give you a clear path to eco-friendly living, like starting today.
And the best part is that even small changes can make a big difference, like a ripple effect.
I love that. Okay, so let's start with something we all use every day, energy. Those old incandescent bulbs, real energy hogs.
They are.
Switching to LEDs is one of the biggest, easiest changes you can make.
It's true. LEDs use way less energy, like up to 75% less, and last much longer. So you save money on your electricity bill and you lower your carbon footprint.
Total win-win. But light bulbs are just the beginning. Lots of electronics, even when they're off, still use power.
Phantom power, it's sneaky.
It is, and it can add up.
Oh, yeah. A simple thing is to just unplug stuff when you're not using it, like your phone charger, coffee maker, even the TV.
So unplugging those energy vampires is a great step.
Yeah.
But what if you could make your home even smarter about saving energy?
Ah, you're talking programmable thermostats.
Exactly.
I love those things. You can set different temperatures for different times, like lower it when you're asleep or not home.
Yeah. Even just adjusting the temperature by 1 degree can make a difference on your energy bill.
Yeah. Studies have shown that lowering it by 1 degree in the winter can save you like up to 3% on your heating costs.
Wow. And if you want to go even further, think about renewable energy.
It's a game changer for sure. And lots of energy providers offer green energy plans now. So it's easier than ever to power your home with renewable sources like wind and solar.
Amazing. Okay, let's move to laundry. I used to always wash with hot water. But recently, I learned cold water is just as good most of the time.
Most of the energy used by washing machines goes towards heating the water. So switching to cold not only saves energy, but it's also better for your clothes.
Who knew?
It helps keep the colors and fibers nice.
And while we're talking laundry, let's talk about drying. Air drying is good for the planet and your wallet.
Plus, nothing beats the smell of clothes dried out in the sun.
Totally. Okay, let's move on to the three R's. Reduce, reuse, recycle. We all know them, but let's break it down. Starting with reduce, buying in bulk can cut down on packaging.
It's true. Less packaging per item means less waste going to landfills, and usually it saves you money too.
Saving money and the planet I'm in. I also always try to keep reusable bags with me, in my car, by the door, so I'm never caught off guard at the store.
Smart. Those single-use plastic bags are a huge source of pollution, so using reusable ones is a simple but effective way to reduce your impact.
Okay, now reuse. Before you throw something away, think, can I have a second life?
It's amazing what people come up with. You can use glass jars for storage, old t-shirts as cleaning rags. Even plastic containers are great for organizing or gardening.
Love it. It's all about being resourceful and thinking outside the box. Okay, last but not least, recycle. But you got to do it right.
Yeah, not everything can be recycled, and it's important to avoid contamination. So make sure you know your local recycling guidelines and that you're rinsing out containers and sorting things correctly.
And speaking of reducing waste, have you tried composting? It's easier than you think, and it's a great way to turn food scraps and yard waste into awesome soil for your garden.
It's true. And it also helps reduce greenhouse gas emissions. It's a win-win for you and the planet.
Absolutely.
Yay.
Now let's talk about food choices. What we eat has a big impact on the environment, and there are so many tasty ways to make a difference.
One of the biggest impacts we can make is eating less meat, especially meat from industrial farms.
So maybe try a meatless Monday or explore some plant-based recipes.
There are so many amazing plant-based options these days. Lentils, chickpeas, tofu, tempeh. They're good for the planet and packed with protein and nutrients.
Plant-based cooking is so creative and flavorful. And don't forget your local farmers. Farmers markets are a great way to support your community and reduce transportation emissions.
Plus, you get the freshest produce and you meet the people who grow your food.
Okay, so we're eating less meat, supporting local farmers. But what about all the food that gets wasted?
Food waste is a huge problem, but we can all do our part. Planning meals, storing food properly, getting creative with leftovers, these are all easy ways to make a difference.
Love those ideas. It's all about being mindful in the kitchen. And speaking of being mindful, let's talk about water. Ditching bottled water and using a reusable bottle is such a simple thing to do.
It makes a big difference, though. Making and transporting bottled water takes a lot of energy and resources.
Tap water or filtered water is a much better choice.
Plus, it's cheaper, and if you're worried about your tap water, get a good water filter.
There are lots of different types of water filters, so you can find one that works for you. Okay, ready to talk about eco-friendly transportation?
Let's hit the road. Transportation is a major contributor to greenhouse gases, but we can all make smarter choices.
Walking, biking, public transportation. Those are all fantastic options, especially for shorter distances.
And they're good for you, too. Plus, you can save money on gas and parking.
And if those aren't options, carpooling with colleagues or friends is a great way to reduce the number of cars on the road.
And even just changing your driving habits can help. Keep your tires inflated properly, avoid hard braking and acceleration, combine your errands into one trip. These can all improve your fuel efficiency.
If you're looking to buy a new car, consider a hybrid or electric vehicle.
They're becoming more and more accessible.
Okay, let's switch gears and talk about fashion. It might seem like a surprising topic, but the fashion industry has a huge impact on the environment.
Especially fast fashion. But there are lots of ways to make more sustainable choices when it comes to our clothes.
Thrifting and clothing swaps are great options.
They are. They're good for the planet, they're fun, and you can find really unique pieces.
And if you buy new clothes, look for brands that care about sustainability.
There are lots of great brands out there that use eco-friendly materials and ethical practices.
Do your research and support brands that align with your values. And don't forget about local artisans and makers.
Absolutely. Buying local is good for the environment and it supports small businesses.
Win-win. We've talked a lot about individual actions, but we're not in this alone. Collective action is key.
Definitely. Our individual choices are important, but they become even more powerful when we work together to create systemic change.
So how can we get involved in our communities and make a difference beyond our personal choices?
There are so many ways. You can participate in local cleanups, support environmental organizations, advocate for sustainable policies. Even just talking to friends and family about these issues can make a difference. It's about spreading awareness and inspiring others to take action.
Creating that ripple effect.
Exactly. Building a movement towards a more sustainable future. Welcome back to our deep dive.
Yeah. It's so cool to see how many simple things we can do to help the planet.
Right.
But I'm wondering, how do all these individual actions actually add up to something bigger? I mean, sometimes it feels like just a drop in the ocean.
It's a great question. And you're right, it can feel that way. But think about it. When millions of people make those choices, those little drops turn into a huge wave.
Like a ripple effect, right?
Exactly. Every time you choose a reusable bag or eat a plant-based meal, you're sending a signal.
To businesses, to lawmakers.
You're showing them that people want sustainable options.
So it's like we're voting with our wallets.
Exactly. And when enough people do that, companies start to see sustainability isn't just a trend, it's a real opportunity. And that's when the real changes happen.
That's so encouraging. It makes those everyday choices feel so much more powerful. But what about the bigger stuff, the things where individual actions aren't enough, like policy changes or, you know, infrastructure improvements?
That's where collective action and advocacy come in. Our individual choices are the foundation, but we also need to use our voices. We can contact our representatives, support environmental organizations, participate in conversations about these issues.
And what about grassroots movements? Those have so much power.
Absolutely. When people come together with a shared goal, amazing things happen. Think about the movements for clean air and water, protecting endangered species, fighting climate change, all driven by people who wanted a better world.
It's inspiring to think we can be a part of that. But let's be real. There are challenges to living sustainably. What are some of the biggest obstacles people face, and how can we overcome them?
One big one is the idea that it's expensive. And sure, some eco-friendly products can be pricey, but there are tons of ways to live sustainably on a budget.
So it's about finding those swaps and strategies that work for us.
Exactly. Like making your own cleaning products with vinegar and baking soda, or growing your own herbs and veggies, even in a small space.
Yeah. Cooking more meals at home, using reusable containers, reducing food waste. All those things are good for the planet and the wallet.
It's a whole mindset shift.
Yeah.
From just consuming to being resourceful and creative.
I know. Another challenge for me is just feeling overwhelmed by all the information out there. Like, I'm never doing enough. The eco-perfect trap.
It's so important to remember that sustainability isn't about perfection. It's about progress. We all start somewhere different. We all have different resources. Focus on what you can do, not what you can't.
Celebrate those wins, no matter how small.
And remember, you're not alone. Sustainability is a team effort. We support each other, share knowledge, and celebrate our progress together.
Hearing that really helps. It's so easy to get caught up in comparison. But when you see it as a collective effort, it feels so much more manageable, fun even.
Exactly. Create that support system, encourage each other, celebrate successes, help each other through the tough spots.
Okay, so we've talked about feeling overwhelmed. Another challenge, I think, is just the lack of infrastructure. Like, what if you live somewhere without good public transport or recycling?
That's a real barrier. Access to resources makes a huge difference. And that's why it's so important to push for policies and investments that make sustainable living easier and more affordable for everyone.
So it's about making those choices the default.
Exactly. Imagine a world where sustainable living is a right, not a privilege, where everyone can make choices that benefit people and the planet.
Okay, we've talked about the challenges, but let's not forget the good stuff, the benefits of living sustainably. What are some of the positive things we can experience?
Oh, there are so many. For you personally, better health and well-being from fresh food and being in nature, saving money, a sense of purpose, feeling like you're part of something bigger.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. Since I started being more conscious about my choices, I just feel better, more connected to my community.
That makes sense. When you live in line with your values, you feel more at peace.
And on a larger scale, we get a healthier planet, cleaner air and water, a more just society for everyone.
It's about creating a world where everyone can thrive, recognizing that we're all connected and responsible for the world around us.
And it's not about deprivation or sacrifice.
No. It's about creating a more fulfilling, meaningful, and joyful life.
Exactly.
It's about abundance, not scarcity. Real wealth isn't material possessions. It's a healthy planet, strong communities, and well-being for all.
Hearing you talk about it like that makes me so hopeful.
Good. It's not about being perfect. It's about taking those small steps, making conscious choices, and being part of the change.
It's about the journey.
Exactly. And finding joy in the process, because we all have a role to play in creating a more sustainable and just world.
Welcome back to our deep dive. We've covered so much.
Yeah.
From everyday tips to like big picture change. But there's one more thing I want to talk about.
What's that?
Mindset. Like the internal stuff that keeps us going on this path. Because honestly, it's not always easy, right? There are so many temptations and old habits that can pull us back. So how do we cultivate that mindset? What are those mental shifts that really make a difference?
I think one of the biggest ones is moving away from guilt and shame.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, it's so easy to feel guilty about our past choices or like just overwhelmed by how big these problems are. But guilt and shame don't help.
They just make you feel stuck.
Exactly. They make us feel powerless. So instead of focusing on what we've done wrong, we need to focus on what we can do now.
That makes sense. So it's about recognizing we have the power to make different choices.
Yes. Every action, no matter how small, can create change.
So instead of feeling helpless, we can feel hopeful.
And that hope is what keeps us going. When we believe we can make a difference, we're more likely to keep trying.
So it's not about being perfect.
No, it's about progress. And celebrating the wins along the way.
It's about the journey.
Exactly. And we're all on this journey together.
That's so important to remember. We're not alone in this. There are so many people who care about this, who are working towards a more sustainable world.
We can learn from each other, support each other, celebrate together.
Connecting with that community can really boost your motivation. It's amazing how much our mindset can influence our actions. When we approach sustainability with hope and, you know, a sense of empowerment and connection, it doesn't feel like a chore anymore.
Exactly. It becomes an opportunity.
It is.
Yeah.
It's about realizing that taking care of the planet is taking care of ourselves.
And at the heart of it all, it's about love, isn't it?
Love.
Yeah. Loving our planet, our communities, ourselves. It's about wanting a healthier, fairer, more beautiful world for everyone.
That's a beautiful way to put it. This has been such an inspiring conversation.
Thank you. I hope our listeners feel inspired too.
Me too. Remember, everyone, every choice matters. And together, we can create a huge wave of change. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into eco-friendly living. We hope you got some great ideas to try out. Remember, sustainability is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep moving forward.
Keep shining your light and making a difference.
Thanks for listening.